Hey, Jeffrey Davi, the Skyliners making great music here today. And the brand new CD, Saturday Night, and other big band favorites. Jeffrey, we talked briefly about the years that you spent on the move, making a living and supporting a family. During that time, you said you would sing too.
To my Juanita?
Once in a while.
And to my daughters,
and,
too.
In the shower.
Oh, yeah.
But you never... You never got out with a band anywhere, huh?
Ever. No. No bands, no... Not even with a guitar, because I couldn't play one. But I'd sing to my beauty all the time. We'd be driving someplace, and I'd start to whistle or hum a tune, and I'd say, Mom, what's the name of that tune? She'd say, Daddy, I don't know. I'd say, well, guess. And whatever she'd guess, I'd say, that's it. How'd you know? You know? Of course, I'd just say that. We used to have a lot of fun.
And now you're retired. You're back. Matter of fact, you're at the old family place down at Sunset.
That's right, and enjoying the place. We've done a lot of remodeling and fixed it up and put in a big orchard and had a rental house where the orchard is now and moved things around and fixed it up, and it's very comfortable and a lot of memories there. You know, my last few years with my beautiful girl was spent there. When you're working and you're traveling and you're on the road, of course, quality is time, and we did spend some quality time together, but I was away a lot. And once I retired, when we were together all the time, where I could wash the dishes and she could dry them, and, you know, I mean, we could have lunch every day together and dinner every evening together, that was really great. And I had a great life with my Juanita. And my daughters remind me of it all the time. In fact, my youngest daughter lives in Hawaii, and I was supposed to go and spend Christmas with her. So I called the travel agency in town, and I told them I wanted to go to Hawaii again this year. And they said, well, all the good rates are taken, Jeff. In order to fly there this year, you're going to have to pay about $2,400. And I said, you're crazy. Last year, I spent about $7,000 to go to Hawaii and back. They said, yeah, but this year it's a little tougher. And I said, oh, forget it. I'll go in March, because I'm going back in March anyway. That's the fourth anniversary of Mother's death. And I spread some of her ashes in Hawaii, and I go back every year in March to just sit and reminisce. And so I called my beautiful Deborah, and I said, Deborah, Dad doesn't want to spend $2,400 on an airfare for Christmas time. She said, oh, that's okay, Dad. Come anytime. She said, anytime you come is Christmas time. So I said to myself, that's something my beautiful Juanita would have said.
Now, I believe she has her mom's disposition.
Oh, you know, when we were young kids in the service, I was an enlisted man, and the first housing that we were assigned was Guam Village in South San Francisco. And what a dump. And I remember looking at that place, and I said, oh, no, Mom, there's no way in the world I'm going to have you live in this dump. She said, Daddy, I could live under a rock as long as I'm with you. So when my Debbie said that the other day, I said, oh, boy, what a piece of her mama.
How the kids, where are they? There's Debbie.
Our beautiful Marcia lives in California. She's still near where our home was. And she's near Malibu, and she's doing very well. She has a senior in college, a junior in college, and a four-year-old who was born on the 10th, 4 days after mother died, 3 days after she died. Mm-hmm. And she has a daughter who is modeling, who is doing exceptionally well, and we're very proud of her. My son Mark is in Oklahoma City. He's been there for about 8 or 9 years and married and has a lovely wife. And my daughter Linda lives in Southern California, and they're doing very well. They have a nice family. So we've got 8 grandchildren. I still say we all the time, and probably never will ever come out of my vocabulary. And so we're very lucky. We've been blessed.
Are you able to have any family reunions?
Well, I go back pretty often to California, and I
get to see
everybody.
I mean the whole family together.
Yes and no. When I go to California, I see the Californians. When I go to Oklahoma, I see Mark and his family. But do I get them all together? No.
Well, it's rather difficult. They all have their own
Everybody's
schedules.
Got a job, and they've got things going, and it's pretty difficult for them to do. It's easier for me to go than they go. My grandson came and spent Thanksgiving with me, and that was very nice. And two of the other grandchildren came out this summer, and that was very nice, and they stayed quite a while. And my son was out here and stayed a while. So, yeah, I see family pretty often. As often as I saw my own parents when I was in California. My mom used to say, you know, we see you more often than we see our son in Shreveport. But I always made that a very important part, Johnny. When I, no matter where I traveled, I always tried to arrange a flight that I would stop in Louisiana. And I never announced to my parents that I was coming to see them, ever. I'd just show up. And no matter where, if nobody was at the house, I'd find them. I'd go to J.B. Sandoz to find Dad, or I'd go to the beauty shop to find Mom, but I'd find them. My mother said one time, how do you know how to find us? You ought to work for the FBI. I said, Mom, it's a little bitty town, you know. I don't have to make many calls.
You mentioned the Skyliners. They've been around forever.
1950, formed by Charlie Allier.
How did you become associated with them?
Well, when My Juanita Marie came out, and you know, that's another story which we can get into, but when the CD came out, I said to myself, you know what? I enjoyed singing with the Teddy Phillips Orchestra in California.
Incidentally, if you don't know, Teddy Phillips is one of the great names in big band music.
Oh,
absolutely one of the very greatest.
Absolutely. Played at the Trianon and the, you know, some of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and was a great, great entertainer. Played a wonderful alto sax. In fact, on my CD, My Juanita Marie, on the song You'll Never Know, Teddy was 72 years old. No, Teddy was 82 years old in 1999 when we did that CD, because he died 2 years later at 84. And he played the solo on You'll Never Know. And if you want to hear a beautiful, beautiful alto sax on You'll Never Know, Teddy Phillips does it.
That is on the
job.
First CD put out by Jeffrey.
Yeah, that was the first CD that we did.
While we're talking about the big bands and the Skyliners and you becoming associated with them, and the name of Teddy Phillips has come out, and I'd like to hear that story. You and I have talked about this before. You were
I met Teddy?
Well, you were going to make his day. Juanita said, Jeffrey, why don't you go and make his day?
Yeah, well, Teddy walked the street every day. We lived on Long Valley Road in Hidden Hills, California, and every day we'd see this old man just walking down the street with his head down, and Mother used to say, there he goes again. So this one morning she said, Dad, he looks a little sad today. Why don't you go out and make his day? And I said, okay. So I opened the front door, and from the front door to the road was about 60 yards, roughly. And I hollered at him, you know, hey, I want to talk to you. Boy, he stopped, and he looked like, who in the world is this guy? So I walked up to him, and he waited till I got there, and I introduced myself. And, oh, he told me he had a big band and told me all the places that he played. And I was infatuated, and I said to him, you know, when I was a kid, I sang, never with a band, but with a piano, and I loved to sing when I was a kid. And, you know, maybe one day I'll get back into this. And he said, well, if you ever decide to, he said, come and see me. He lived right down the road. I didn't know where he lived before. I just saw him walking every day. But I didn't. I waited a while, and we came here, and Mama passed away, and I decided, well, I told Mom that one day I'd record that song, so here I go. So I called him up, and I said, Teddy, I'm ready to start singing. I have a song that I wrote words and music to, and I want to record it. And he said, well, come on down. I'll introduce you to Robbie Robinson, who's a great arranger. He'll arrange it for you, and we'll record it. So we did. And after the recording, he said to me, you know what? He said, I think you should do a full album. I said, okay. So we did a full album with his orchestra. Great musicians. Many of them are still studio musicians today.
So you went down to make his day, and he made your day.
Oh, did he make my day? You bet he did. Absolutely.
So you came back here. The wife was not well, Juanita. You went back to the old family place down around Sunset. She passed away, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, it'll be 4 years in March, this coming March the 7th.
The connection between you and the Skyliners.
That's what the question you asked me,
right.
And I got off bat. Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, after I had the CD in hand, I decided I'd like to sing with the big band.
Now, this is the first CD that he had done. I might mention
My
to you, Mr.
Marie.
Ms. Acadiana.
Yeah.
my Juanita Marie, very good one, and we have it in our archives here, great selections. And so then I went to see, you get to the...
I went to see John Landry, who was the director of the band. First of all, I sent him the CD. I got his address, and I mailed him the CD, and he listened to it. I called him up a week or so later and asked him if he'd listen to it. He said, yeah, it's great, you know. I said, I'd like to come and sing with your band. He said, well, come on out to a tryout. And I went to a tryout, and the rest is history. You know, I sang with the band, and John just recently retired, and Gerald Gilbo has taken over as the musical director, and now I'm the general manager, and we plan to really do something with this orchestra to make it bigger and better than it ever was.
And you play and sing now on a pretty regular basis.
10 dances a year, plus we just did the Festival of Light. We did a open-air concert at the Festival of Light in Lafayette Friday night, and it was great. It was cold. I mean, it was like 32 degrees out there. The musicians were all hooded and bundled up. And of course, I wasn't cold because when I'd get up to sing, I'm moving all the time, and then I'd get up and I'd find somebody to dance with in the street. So I was, you know, you're dancing, you're warm. Those endorphins are kicking in, you know, the adrenaline is moving, so I was having a great time.
Do you book the band out other than those 10
Absolutely. So if somebody's interested in booking our band, give us a call. My number is 662-3127, and we'll be happy to talk to you about booking our band.
The Skyliners, big band music, Jeffrey David doing the singing, and a very fine job. Let's talk about the latest CD. Let's talk about both of them, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
My Juanita Marie, and now, Saturday night, the name of the second CD. Where can a person get a copy?
Well, if they want My Juanita Marie, it's through my record company in California, and it's called Hallmark Records. We're on the internet, hallmarkrecords.com, very easy to remember. Or they can call us at 1-877-99-SONGS. They're also able to get this particular new CD of the Skyliners at the same place. But I've been talking to Johnny about the possibility of him doing some distribution here at the radio station. So we'll discuss that. And if people want to call you here, then I'm sure that we'll be able to make them available through here.
And our telephone number is 942-2633. And, Jeffrey, I might tell you that we plan to put this on the World Wide Web, too.
Great.
A website that gets hits from throughout the United States and more than 20 foreign countries, so we'll see how the world likes this new CD. I think it's a great one. We want to do one more cut, Jeffrey. There's 17 cuts on the CD. I might go through some of this while we're visiting here. Of course, you heard Saturday Night. You heard, that was cut one. You heard cut three, You Belong to My Heart, which is a great old standard favorite. The other cuts include Suddenly It Swings, the Polka Medley by the band, You Make Me Feel So Young, True Story, Sway, Choo Choo Chaboogie, The Summer Wind, M Squad, Anytime, Latin Medley, The Breeze and I, Everybody Loves Somebody, Blue Tango, For Once in My Life, Alice Blue Gown, and I Left My Heart in San Francisco. All of it, top music, top big band music. And which is going to be our third cut, Jeffrey?
Our third cut should be For Once in My Life. That was our director, John Landry's, favorite song.
For Once in My Life. That would be cut number 15 on the Skyliners and Jeffrey David. And, Jeffrey, I want to thank you. I know you're a busy man. You have things going all the time, including the gardening and all those
Well, I don't
trees.
Do any gardening now, Johnny, but I take care of the fruit trees. That's true. Oh, yeah.
You have a good crop this year?
Very good.
Very good. Okay.
Very good crop. Had a great crop of figs this year. Had a wonderful crop of satsumas. The blueberries didn't do so well. The blackberries did horribly, but everything else did well.
It's fun. It really is. Now, let's have that final selection. The name of it, once again, is cut number 15, For Once in My Life. And, Jeffrey, don't even think about coming by without stopping in and visiting.
Nice to talk to you, Johnny. Thanks for having me over.
Once in my life I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid I can go where life leads me, somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Once I have someone I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone who needs me. Not like it's hurt me before. Once I have someone I know who won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone who needs me. For once in my life I have someone who needs me. Once in my life. Thank you.
How about that for Mr. Jeffrey David, huh? Yes, sir. Great job, Jeffrey.